Professor Don Leopold says plants in a roof garden can't have deep roots, so using plants that you find on a lakeshore makes sense. He's among those who have been experimenting with a number of plants on the top of Illick Hall at SUNY ESF to see which ones work.
Well, there's some really rare grasses and rare wildflowers. There's a number of state-protected wildflowers like the harebell that's blooming right now, the blue one, and the prairie smoke that just finished blooming. It's only in a couple places in all of New York State, naturally.
SUNY ESF President Neil Murphy says there are a couple of advantages to a green roof.
We'll have very little stormwater that will be released from the roof of that building because almost all of it will be used in terms of the growth and uptake for the vegetation. The other thing is it reduces heating and cooling loads.
Part of the cost of this green roof is coming from Governor Cuomo's Regional Council Initiative and the state's Environmental Facilities Corporation, headed by former Syracuse Mayor Matt Driscoll.
These plants here are really abundant here in central New York. They've not been used in this type of effort before, and including, as we can see, some small shrubs or woody type material, tree-like materials. So it's a fascinating project.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.